You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
We're going. Yeah, we're going. We're going. Chris, send it. Send it, baby. Just send it. You know how it goes in the trenches. Ready or not, motherfuckers, here we come. Creatures of the Night, back. I almost said Sam PC because I'm looking at Bobby. God damn. With me, as always, on the Creatures of the Night. First of all, my name is Adam Simmons of the Simmons & Moore podcast and apparently the Creatures of the Night. Sorry, guys. It's been a long time since we've done this. Hello, greetings, salutations. We're live on Facebook. We're live on YouTube. We're live on Twitch and all that other fucking happy horse shit. Thanks for hanging out in the chat. If you don't know, now you know, and go tell your mom because she needs to know too. Shout out to Grand Jen. Speaking of Grand Jen's offspring, with me, as always, King Diva himself, the Mariah Carey of the Creatures of the Night, Jason motherfucking Almy. What's up, dude? How you doing?
What's good, man? I like to think of myself more as a Whitney Houston because I'm going to do rails of blow and eat cheeseburgers in the bathtub the last night of my life on this planet. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is. So, howdy, everybody. I'm thrilled to be alive. I'm glad to be here, surrounded by fine gentlemen such as yourselves. And I'm just super thrilled to be in the presence of greatness tonight.
And that being said, the Bobby to your Whitney, the one and only on the ones and twos, Christian motherfucking Watsky. How you doing there, Poppy?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Cool. Thanks for your input. And we have, you know, someone that we've been trying to get, me personally, myself, I have been trying to do this podcast with him for 6 years. Every single episode of the Simmons & Moore podcast is me trying to talk about this shit with him. And he is constantly and unadulteratedly telling me that we cannot talk about that creature shit on Sam PC. But tonight we are here to do that creature shit. My co-defendant, one of my best friends in the whole world, his record speaks for itself, god damn it. The one and only, the people's champ, Bobby motherfucking Moore.
Yeah. Yo, well, you make me sound way better than what I really am, but thank you. What up? I'm here.
I'll tell you.
You want to talk crazy shit? Let's go.
Listen, I'll tell you what. He's gonna let it off the leash here tonight because he doesn't have to worry about none of his Bobby fans finding him.
Oh boy.
He's gonna let it off the leash tonight. Go. Sam PC, that's dangerous. That's dangerous territory. That's the home field. He's the away team now.
Here we go. Yeah,
I thought tonight was the night that we were gonna cross into like whole new markets.
I mean, maybe he's taking off his robe and exposing chest titty meat. So, I mean, we might get.
Yo, it's so hot in my house. You don't understand. I had to go turn the heat off. Like, it's so hot right now.
Look, Bobby's shirt's off and the gold chain is on.
I'm low. The gold chain's been on since I was 13. That's something you got to accept.
That shit. Shit's going to hit the fan tonight.
Cover my nipples, though.
Yeah, you got to do that. Otherwise, we're going to get flagged online because goodness is just not – it's too much for the internet, Bob. This isn't OnlyFans, and this is definitely not Respect the Blackout. So you got to put them fucking Hershey Kisses away there, Poppy.
Go subscribe to my Only Jones. I got Only Jones.
This and every episode of the Creatures of the Night is sponsored by Onnit. Onnit is a health and wellness juggernaut whose earth-grown nutrients, time-tested strategies, and cutting-edge science help reach your peak performance. Use code word creatures for 10% off of all supplements right now at O-N-N-I-T, right motherfucking now. Bobby, Alpha Brain, it'll save your life. Go do it right motherfucking now. Look,
the chat I used to do it with you.
The chat is already blowing up.
I see the hate. Everybody's just waiting for me to get cooked, apparently. Okay.
Hey, look, hey, out of respect for you, I had sausage and broccoli rabe for dinner. So
where's my fucking drugs?
That being said, go to onnit.com right now. Use code weird creatures. You know what fucking Onnit is about. Alpha Brain, Shroom Tech, the greatest multivitamin collection known to mankind, Total Human, Total Gut Health, all of them. The B12 Plus Super Ultra, look, if you want steroids, you got to hit up Ben or Almy. They'll hook you up. But everything else that's legal, we got you at Onnit, Onnit.com right now. Chris.
Creatures of the Night is also sponsored by Hemp Bombs CBD. Hemp Bombs are specifically formulated to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. Many benefits of Hemp Bombs include reduced anxiety, increased sense of relaxation, reduction of aches and pains, mood enhancement, and deeper, more restful sleep. Visit HempBombs.com. Use code CREATURE. Save 20% on your entire order. And I got some word today from Hemp Bombs that all of their prices are just all the time being cut now. So everything's being dropped by like $20-$25 a package. If you're normally used to paying 80, you're going to start paying 60. If you're normally used to paying 100, you're going to start paying 80. Put the creatures code on there. You're going to save even more. That's how we're doing it. You're going to help us pay our bills. We're going to help you get relaxed at the end of the world. It's 2/22/22, motherfuckers.
Yeah. And so that's huge. It was a big deal for us because we don't normally do this on school nights anymore, guys, because we're all fucking washed. But it is 2/22/22, which is a huge day for numerology and for setting intentions and manifesting and all that other woo-woo, woofy fucking bullshit that Chris and I are into. Oh, so what better way to celebrate than to discuss about whether or not dinosaurs are real?
Well, before we get there, don't bury the lead. Let me give you.
Is that where you really want to start?
Listen, let me give you just one little tidbit of information about this date and time, and then you guys can take it from there. And then we'll get to dinosaurs and fucking birds and whatever you want to talk about.
Oh yeah, because birds aren't okay. Y'all really coming for me? Okay.
It's Tuesday. Okay. 2/22/22 is a Tuesday. It's okay, important.
So 2/22/22. This is a once in a 240-year event, okay? This is when Pluto is going to conjunct, that means return to, Robert, to the United States, okay? The last time this happened was actually on July 4th, 1776, the exact day that America was founded. Astrologically, Pluto brings destruction and rebirth. Coincidentally or not, Rome also fell when Pluto returned. I give this to you. Don't all go at once.
I thought you were getting ready to say something. I thought this was about to be a multimedia presentation.
Are you saying the Earth is going to end because Pluto's back?
Or Rome is going to fall? I don't know.
No,
Pluto's not a planet anymore, though, so it doesn't count. It doesn't have its powers anymore. It's not a planet.
I think what they're implying is the fall of the new Roman Empire, a.k.a. the United States of America.
Maybe that would be the case, but Neil deGrasse Tyson demoted Pluto, so, you know, Pluto can get fucked now.
Does Pluto even have a Sailor Moon character?
If it doesn't, I don't know. I don't want to have anything to do with Pluto. Pluto's a failure of a planet. Got demoted.
Yeah.
And plus,
we already know that the world is going to end when Almy brings his Antichrist demon child into this world.
Yeah. Yeah, we scheduled the C-section for April 29th, so you guys are going to avoid destruction.
That was mighty white.
It was like the pit bull of planets. You guys are just discriminating it, but if you really get to know it, it's a really nice planet. So how about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, Pluto hasn't mauled that many five-year-olds. Just like a pit bull. Mm-hmm. I didn't maul that many five-year-olds.
See, here you go. Here you go.
That little girl, they sewed her face back on. It's all good.
Yeah, how much of this stuff do y'all read? Do y'all actually believe?
200%. So my thing about the 2/22. Look, I want 2/22/22 to be like fancy because we'll all be dead before this kind of shit ever happens again with the dates. But also in the back of my mind the whole time,
you don't need to believe that.
Screaming that the dates are arbitrary. Who cares that it's 2/22/22? Like Caesar made this shit up and then
the Gregorian calendar. Caesarian
right. Yeah, they just right. Threw fucking dart at the wall and hit it and okay, that's 1/1 now. So it could be 2/22/24 for all we know. How do we know it's 2/22/22? And does the cosmos give a shit? Like what the date it is, what date we decided it was going to be on our calendars?
I appreciate that line of thinking, Jason, because that shows that you're evolving as a human. You're critically thinking about things and you're not just taking what they're giving you. So I applaud
also,
you for that.
Thanks for the mushrooms, Mr. MT. You know who you are?
Alpha Brain.
Yeah, thanks for the Alpha Brain. Onnit.com. Shroom Tech is what I meant.
Yeah. Bobby, talk to me. What do you want to know? Don't like that we believe that 9/11 was an inside job, or that there's lizard people living under Antarctica that eat children.
No, I don't. Yeah, especially that part. The children blood, all that bullshit on the island you guys be talking
I don't like the children shit either.
I don't like it. Yeah, it's not that we like it.
Children. I don't like
why do you think it's real, though? Like, why do you guys think that type of shit is real?
Chris?
We have the documents.
Hey, yo, y'all better come with the heat. I know y'all ain't bring me on here to bullshit.
Well, no, you.
I know y'all ain't bring me on here to bullshit. Listen,
I didn't believe it either until Jeffrey Epstein got whacked by Hillary Clinton.
I'm pouring up. Hold on.
When we bring a guest in here, it's not for us to defend ourselves. It's for the guest to educate us. So, hey, we're not on trial here.
Yeah, but I'm asking you a question, and I need some answers.
What? Restate the question for the jury, please.
We were talking about the kids eating the blood. Why do you guys think that's real?
The kids don't.
I mean, the kids eating the blood. The people eating kids' blood. My bad. The people drinking kids' blood. Like, why do you guys think that's real? Almy, what happened to you? Where'd you go?
I got fuzzy because this thing thinks it's smarter than me, but it's not.
It might be.
But there, it's also Hillary Clinton. Yes, the NSA data technology. Look, I mean, I think I was a skeptic about this once long ago, too, until I did mushrooms on Adam's couch and also learned that there's just been too much stuff coming out in the last few years about these elites with they got all sort of crazy shit going on. Hunter Biden and a laptop, and he was having sex with 15-year-old girls or some shit. And Jeffrey Epstein's been boning 13-year-old girls for the longest time. And it's like, you got millions of dollars. Why do you need to fuck a 14-year-old? You could fuck any 18-year-old you want. I'm telling you, look, they're fucking tracking down single moms who make minimum wage who donated $25 to the fucking truckers convoy in Canada, and they can find who did that. But you can't tell me who any of the fucking people were that were paying Ghislaine for fucking services. That tells me they're covering that shit up.
Well, there was one guy, but there was one guy, but he turned up dead in prison. Like, you know, hey,
That was the Ghislaine Maxwell's assistant, that Canadian guy that died.
Precisely.
That he was on the inside.
He could have told us what Jason wants, but he committed suicide.
People die conveniently. They get conveniently suicided. I don't trust these motherfuckers.
Bobby, I think really what Jason was trying to say, or what I hope he was trying to say, was something that we've been saying for a long time. And it's not necessarily that it is real or that we believe it's real, but the people that are doing this shit and that are acting on it believe it's real. So for all intents and purposes, it's real because it has real consequences.
Right.
That's the Thomas theorem.
You're pretty much saying where there's smoke, there's fire.
Correct.
So I'm saying there's something going on.
I'm saying that what we do know is that there was a child sex trafficking ring involving Jeffrey Epstein that has been, you know, that they've shown you.
And
that.
Who flew on his plane? Everybody. Flew on his plane. George Washington flew on his fucking plane. It's bullshit. Known pedophile. He's got his associate, his girlfriend, his best buddy, his buddy, whoever Ghislaine was to Jeffrey Epstein is serving time now for fucking sex trafficking. Who was riding a plane sitting right in between Epstein and Ghislaine? Clinton, fucking Microsoft homeboy, everybody, Drake, everybody rode that plane.
Connections.
He's been one of the most rich and powerful elite people.
Yeah, he's like one of those dudes that hangs out in the Upper East Side that just has like a ton of money. He's like schmoozing, art collector and shit. Yeah,
he was a socialite. Manager. Yeah, he was a hedge fund manager, and you know who set him up? Who bankrolled him from the get-go? The fucking Israeli Mossad. He was a fucking Israeli Mossad agent, and he was collecting assets. With Clinton, with everybody, with fucking Bill Cosby, everybody. Yeah.
He had an affinity for younger women and then said, hey, I got this cool house where we can do all this stuff that I do. Just like when you go to Bobby Moore's house, you're gonna get high, right? Because Bobby
I told Moore, you the NSA was watching. Look at that man.
Oh, Anna Machachimanima.
Yeah, man. Fucking
hey, shush today,
bro. Somebody Somebody just made that bullshit up.
No, listen. How dare you? Shout out to our viewers in the cradle of civilization. We are worldwide. Okay,
he's probably in fucking Uzbekistan waiting for Russia to fucking come.
My bad. Shout out to the
tomorrow.
We transcend. Okay, I shout am out to time.
Uzbekis. Shout out to the Uzbekis.
I was fucking Vladimir Putin watching our video.
But yeah, right, Rob, that's what it boils down to. It's people that believe this shit and that do these fucking dark things because they believe that it gives them power. So even if it does or it doesn't, it's still happening. So
I don't know that I believe that the Saturn time cube is a real thing. So don't quote me on that. But if there's a person out there that believes it is real. And
I don't even know what the Saturn time cube is.
You don't have to. It's a bunch of malarkey. Don't worry about it. You don't even have to know.
What's the Saturn time cube? It just sounds like something that was made up in the Avengers.
It was totally made up in the Avengers. Loki had it. He put it in his butt.
Loki did have it.
It tickled his prostate. It was all good in the hood.
And I'll also like to take this moment, Robert, to thank you for being a longtime listener of the hashtag No Offense Show.
Look, I got a
problem. I heard you say it mad times, Wesky.
Yeah, I got a problem. He definitely has heard you talk about it. Yeah, he just doesn't know
what you say before.
No, we literally
don't know what it means.
We literally had
the
author.
You didn't even tell me what it meant on the show.
We literally
look. I talked to the guy who made it up, and I still don't know what it is. I talked to him for 2 hours, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
See? Look at this.
Creatures episode number one. We talked to that guy. We're like, yeah, we don't know what that is.
I don't know.
And like, it's
2 hours. Like
see, I feel like you guys are more on my side of things.
I Venmo'd him $400 and I have fucking no idea what I paid for.
All I know is that there's
come on my show and talk some bullshit.
No, hold on. Hold on. All I know is that there's a hexagonal storm on Saturn, right? Satan worship is really Saturn worship, right? Yep. Satanist, Saturn. It's the same Roman like value, right? There are a ton of cubes in incredibly prolific spots all around the world. Mecca, New York City, in Georgia, the Guidestones. In California, in Israel, in fucking Russia, in Africa, there are these huge monolithic cubes, right? In all of these places of like worship or these places where people gather, right? Now, like you said earlier, where there's smoke, there's fire. Now, I'm not alluding to like we're in a computer simulation and there are aliens there pulling the levers and shit like that. I don't know what it is, right? All I know is that people get together and they worship cubes and there's a hexagonal storm on Saturn that you can see.
Yeah. And to Chris's point earlier, if these people, whether the thing is real or not, look, there's a hexagonal storm. We can show you pictures. I can't because I can't screen share right now. But there are pictures of a hexagonal storm on Saturn. And if people think that that's really the devil and they want to sacrifice kids to it, it doesn't matter if it's really the devil or not, because the practical effect is that little kids are getting kidnapped and sacrificed, regardless of whether the thing is real. And that's the part that I believe in. I believe that there are some really weird fuckers. See, I think Jeffrey Epstein is into it.
I think Jeffrey Epstein talked that shit.
I think Jeffrey Epstein was into the 15-year-old girls, not because he was into 15-year-olds, but he was into entrapping people like Bill Gates and Bill Clinton. He was like, hey, come ride on my fucking plane and bone this girl who's totally legal. And then after I've recorded you boning this girl who's totally legal, I'm going to tell you that she was 15. You're going to do what I say.
Well, here's the thing, because that's the true power of
blackmail. He just wants to control people.
Right. That's the true power of that type of situation. And also, I stepped away to ascertain more beverages. I apologize for my beverage ascertainment.
Relax.
But I don't know if you were
trolling. I'm watching you.
What are you talking about? I'm right here. She's getting beverages.
No, he's talking about Kaz doesn't want any lube.
Kaz is trolling.
No foreplay, no lubrication. He just wants to shove it in and have this be a 20-minute episode.
He just wants to go straight to it.
He wants to say he wants this to be a 20-minute conversation. He wants to get in, get out, fucking boom, boom, boom.
Well, just to tease the listeners, we're going to talk about dinosaurs a little bit tonight.
I'm no prostitute, Kaz. You ain't going to fuck me and dip.
Although you can leave $100 on my table.
For sure. If you want to leave $100 for this thing, you go right ahead. But, I don't know if you guys were alluding to it earlier while I stepped away, but that is part of like initiation sequences when you're in like these secret clubs, like Skull and Bones and like the Brotherhoods and shit like that. So the deeper you get, the darker you have to get so that they know that they can trust you with all of their secrets. So they have to have bigger secrets on you. It's not like, I know Bobby cheated on his girlfriend in fifth grade type shit. Mm-hmm. It's like, I know that like Bobby skinned and flayed human flesh in a basement, you know?
Yeah. There's the time cube, this hexagonal storm on Saturn. And so, Bobby, it's like the mafia, right? I mean, they make you kill somebody to get in. You got to make your bones to get into the mafia to become made, right? It's not different with these secret societies. You got to do something really dark so they know they can trust you. They know that you're one of them if you're willing to go so far to do that dark shit.
Where's the end game? Like, where's the where's the control?
It depends on who you ask. For me, if you ask me, the end game is ascending to the highest levels of power, socially and politically. Man,
I thought you were going to say highest levels of dimensions, and you fucking jerked the wheel right at the last second.
That's your answer. No, that's your answer. I told you it depended on who you asked. If you ask me, these people are trying to get up to the highest levels of power.
Fucking edgelord over here.
But if you ask Chris Wutsky, what would Chris Wutsky say?
Wutsky, what would you say?
That this is not... Listen, Bob, I actually intend to ask you your thoughts on the nature of the reality we live in tonight, okay? And these guys kind of said, I think it was Adam said, it's not like we're living in a computer simulation with aliens, da-da-da. Yes and no.
Yes, we are.
Because maybe two things can be true. And see, that's where I've kind of, my thoughts are kind of shifting now to where, is this a Matrix reality? Maybe not. Maybe it doesn't live in a computer somewhere, but I think this is a spiritual simulation right now. I think we're all choosing to be here in this reality to learn something or another from what's going on. And in that regard, much the same as the other things, it may as well be a simulation because it's acting as something that's going to teach us something. And it's more of like a spiritual warfare. Like the end game is that these guys we're the commodity. Our positive, our negative energy, our fucking souls and our brain, that's the commodity right now.
All of that shit is just here now shit that's cute. Like, oh, I got this cool shirt. I'm going to wear it. I'm going to try and bang this chick. That doesn't mean anything. The energies that you're generating from experience when you're with... Yes, dear.
I would agree with you guys. If it wasn't for a thing called feelings, that's what fucks all this up. If feelings didn't exist, all this would make sense. But the fact that feelings exist makes all this hard to believe.
What do you mean? Like, what do you mean?
Like catching feelings?
You're saying that just feelings in general. You guys are saying that this stuff like isn't real, right?
Well, no, it's real.
No, actually, quite the opposite. We're saying that feelings are the thing that's real. Like the emotion that is evicted from these actions around us is exactly what's real.
That's the currency. It's not the dollar. Right. It's not what the money. That's what
it's not at. All the other shit that's going on around us. It's the feelings that you invoke in this. And that is why they create such terrifying situations so that they can feed off of the fear. Yes, Mr. Almy.
I think what Chris is trying to say is currency is not currency. So send me, Jason, all of your currency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
put it in an envelope.
That being said, you're missing the point of why we're here, and you're going to be here again. And I hope to ascend past this level. They're in making me better than you.
But what is past this level? Is there anything? What if we're at the highest level there is?
I mean,
what if you guys...
That could be true because thing with all this too, Bobby. And that's what I wanted to say too, is that nobody knows. Nobody knows anything for sure. So it bothers me personally when people act as if they know one way or the other. This is this or that's that. Because none of us fucking know. We're just trying to do the best we can to figure out what the fuck we're doing here. And me personally, I believe that that's the situation. That might not resonate for you. That might not resonate for Jason. But me personally, I believe that's the situation. So I'm living my life trying to be the best person that I can be here. So I don't have to fucking come back and do it again.
That's a very Buddhist outlook, you know, that whole like karmic cycles and having to repeat your existences. And so trying to be a good person and trying to be compassionate towards others and trying to like enhance the good in the world overall via your existence. I think it's the best way to live, regardless of like what particular religion you fall under, because regardless of whatever happens to be the case, you know, you've done the most good in the world, and maybe you elevate, maybe you don't, maybe they ain't shit after this, but at least you leave the world in a slightly better place than you found it. You know,
be the change. If we were in church right now, wouldn't it just sound like we're just trying to make it to heaven?
Well, no. See, that's the difference, because like I sound because
like, that's what it sounds like.
Well, you
guys want to make sure you do good so you can go to the better afterlife.
Well, no. Here's the thing. I understand that I sound like I'm a soccer mom.
What do you care for?
Well, I sound like I'm a soccer mom. I sound like I'm on my way to yoga, rubbing my crystals and shit. And I get that, but.
But it's nothing wrong with that.
Well, the difference, and before I even say it, I know how it's going to sound. I'm a spiritual person. I'm not a religious person, because religion was made by men on earth, and it comes with rules and regulations that I think we got lost in the sauce of what it was originally supposed to be, because human men can be corrupted, and therein, you know, you create a church with ultimate power saying that I'm the fucking broker between you and the great beyond. That's going to be corruptible power. You know?
Yeah. And they say, I talk to the big guy. Why don't you leave a dollar in this tip jar and I'll talk to the big guy for you. And if you leave five, I'll talk to him five times as good for you. I see, that's the part that I don't trust either. I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with religions, but it's when bureaucracy gets involved in politics and people start collecting money and, hey, I'll talk to this God guy for you. You know, you don't talk to Jesus. I talk to Jesus. You give me money, I'll talk to Jesus for you. It's like, I'll go talk to the boss for you. I'll smooth everything out if you fucking pay. And then meanwhile, it becomes like the mafia.
Meanwhile, you could just take a psychedelic and go talk to God yourself.
Which is what they don't want you to do.
Without taking a psychedelic, you can just say your prayer and keep it moving.
Yeah, I would agree with
that. What the preacher going to do?
What's it? And that's kind of
the preacher's not about to take a drug before he prays for you. Are you going to give him that money and that collection plate?
You know what? I was going to say
the Catholics with the little thing with the incense.
I've never been to a Catholic church.
Getting everybody high. He was going down that aisle getting
legit. Back in the day, that little.
Yeah, that's what they do in Catholic church.
They used to. Now it's like stage or
them things up. The little thing that the priests wave. It's like the ball.
You're going to actually make me Google Catholic donkey dick. Like, that's going to have Catholic, to be in my search history now.
They're called bishop balls. Google bishop balls.
They are not. Stop trying to fuck with bishop balls.
I swear to God, if a naked Tupac from Juice pop up, I'm out.
Stop fucking with me.
I'm out of here, man. Naked Tupac from Jews talking about bishop's balls.
Bishop balls. Well, the bishop is a position in the Catholic Church, in addition to being a character that Tupac played in Jews.
Yeah, I bet it is a position. Bishop is like
Cardinal Cock. You know, there's a cardinal in the Catholic Church too. It's Cardinal Cock. Google Cardinal Cock. Chris was just saying a second ago, he sounded like a soccer mom rubbing her crystals together, but he looked like a dude who's eating crystals.
You were waiting to get that off, huh? And not, yes, not
for everybody shut up so I can make fun of Chris for eating crystals.
Hey, yeah.
Not for Thanks. Nothing. Crystals are okay, so fuck off.
Yeah. Not as good as White Castle.
Not as good as White Castle.
Wait, we're talking about, I'm lost.
Crystals is like their White Castle because they're poor.
Yeah,
I thought they were really talking about eating crystals. Listen, I'm like, I don't get it.
What you think? I'm that fucking rock guy from Never Ending Story, just sitting around biting on rocks and shit, dude.
I didn't know what y'all were talking about.
I'm a fucking rock biter.
I never heard that Harold and Kumar went to crystals.
Yeah, that's because it's like the bootleg Bollywood version.
All right. So for fans of Sam PC, they've heard you go on before about your theory on whether or not the more I hear it and the more I think about it and the deeper I get into my creature's bag, I actually think you make more sense, but
stop burying the fucking lead.
No. I'm not burying the lead. Look, you see the thing? They used to fill that with
that right there.
Oh yeah, see that with drugs.
That and shit, and they'd fucking swing it.
Yeah,
and that'll be,
and that's how they had sex with all the little boys.
Yeah, they drugged them.
Yeah, after that, yeah, usually. Huh?
So part? I don't know. I don't know if it makes that sense to me. Look, I don't know if it makes sense to me more because I am your translator for the world, right? Like, there's been many instances where you're actively saying something that no other person on the planet knows what you're saying, and I know exactly what you're saying, and I'm like, oh, Bobby means that he wants a Diet Coke, right? And you're like, yo, you know that shit in the silver one? Let me get one of those. And everyone's like, the fuck? And I'm like, oh, he wants a Diet Coke. Yeah.
I hear what you're saying, and I don't appreciate it. Well, I appreciate you, but I don't appreciate where this is going.
No. I'm agreeing with you.
Put your sword away. This is a safe space, sir. We get weird on the creatures, okay?
Yeah, there's no judgment here.
Light another blunt and let's go deep. Come on.
My thing, listen, I'm not here to really educate. I'm here to get my opinion. Hopefully, maybe you guys might learn something, but I am here to learn from you guys.
Well, thank God that we have
guys. You guys just taught me something, so now it's time for me to get my opinion on something. All right.
Well, you're in luck. God we have a doctor and a lawyer present, and a lord for that matter, present right now to give you what you need.
You need.
Yeah, no, Cass, I know you're judging, but judge this shit. Dinosaurs aren't real. Let's get straight to the fucking shit. Fuck it.
Okay.
Cass won it. Let's get it. How is dinosaurs real?
Shove it
They're
in.
They're not.
Shove
don't
it
worry.
In.
I don't need to hear why you're about to explain it to me. They're not real, dog. Can you? All right. Everybody goes straight to the, what about the fossil bones? Man, that shit could be made out. Yeah, but they dug it up in the dirt. They dug it up. That shit could be planted just like it dug up.
Well,
they
hold on.
They dug it up. They planted it there. What the fuck is like? Come on, dog.
Well, let me ask you just one question. Where and
like we don't really sit there and watch someone for hours dig it up. You just camera shows up when the fucking plow comes to dig it right up at the perfect spot.
No, for sure. For sure. And I'm I definitely ride with you.
Every time.
I definitely ride with you on this. And I tell you what, it's because of 9/11. I'm riding with you now. But I want to ask you one question, and that's when and where you came to this hypothesis. What did you see? What did you read? Did you just like have like a moment of clarity? Like what brought this to you that you're like, you know what, this is bullshit, and you started questioning what they were telling you? Were you just fifth grade Bobby fucking sitting in science class, and they were like, it's a T-Rex, and you were like, man, that's bullshit. That's not a fucking T-Rex. I saw that shit T-Rex. That's Sean Connery talking like that fucking dragon. That looks the same fucking thing like I just saw on HBO.
You think this shit is funny?
I don't. I'm with you.
No, I'm not talking to you.
I love it.
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. You think this shit is funny?
I'm just curious. Hey, I'm curious.
To answer your question,
Hold on. Chris, how's that song go? I'm living my best life.
And I can't say the next line, Bobby.
So to answer your question, it was the show Dinosaurs.
The actual show Dinosaurs, like the ABC, not the mama.
Not the mama. Not the mama. What fucked me up was the last episode. I watched that shit religiously. TGIF. Come on, everybody watch TGIF, right? We all young and watch TGIF, right?
Come on. Absolutely.
So it was part of the TGIF lineup at one point. So I watched that all the time. And then the last episode came on, and they all just died. The meteor was about to come, and then they all died. And I don't know, I can't explain what hit me. Then in there, I was like, nah, they didn't go out like that. And maybe it was me being emotional because the show went off and it never came back. But I just told myself, they ain't go out like that. My niggas ain't going out. Not my nigga, not the mama. Why you think, do you want me to go upstairs and get my dinosaur shirt right now?
He was such a super fan.
I got the dinosaur shirt.
He was such a super fan that when the series ended, he said, this is fake. It's bullshit. It can't be true. It can't be fucking true.
Bullshit.
It didn't go out like that.
All right. Y'all don't believe me? Go on YouTube and watch the last episode of Dinosaurs. Watch how sad this shit is.
Bobby, I'm here for it.
I heard about that.
And you know why? Because the dad fucked up. He became the boss, and he took over the plant, and he fucked it up, and now they all end up dying. He could have saved it, and I don't believe they went out like that. I don't believe a meteor came and fucking took away no dinosaurs. Nah, fuck out of here.
Well, you were in. You were in before, or what I read was what kicked it off was actually just recent in 2015, and it was Jurassic World is what really got this like movement going. Like this whole, you know, where you hear like people in the NFL talking about it, and you hear, you know, like fucking Bobby Moore just dropping it willy nilly, like it's commonplace information. It's like a semi new thing. So you're talking about you had this shit back in the fucking 90s. That's actually impressive.
Oh yeah, I had this shit back in the day. I always thought dinosaurs.
Bro,
real. Like,
episode 22, real, episode 22 of Sam PC 6 years ago, he fucking dropped this shit on me. I'll never forget it.
That's pretty impressive.
They're not real though.
Because listen, dude, like what we were talking about earlier, whether you're right or you're wrong, at least it's getting you to think about shit and not just taking what is given to you. You know what I mean? It's not just that's information that's given down to you and you're just supposed to take it. Why? What? Tell me why. I gotta believe that.
See, that's my thing, Wesky. You don't. People out there don't like Cass, don't gotta believe me. Cass, yes. I miss Cass, yo. But yeah, Cass, you don't gotta believe me, sucker. All right? I'm coming for you, nigga. Sorry. No, but am I allowed to say that?
Of course, you are.
I mean, you did, you know.
Trust me, Almy said it before, so it's fine.
Hey, Almy.
You're not allowed to say that on my show. Yo, you can say that on your show. You can't talk shit about me on my show. Bobby's gonna believe you one day. You keep repeating that, and it's gonna become true.
Yeah, I believe
you. Other myth, like the World Trade Center. You fucking repeat
it. Who month is it? Is it your month? Or my month? You
fucking
come on.
You repeat that like Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. You just repeat it enough, and people start to believe it.
So, Bobby's first line of thought, because I was talking about going to a museum. And he brought it up to me. I was like, I really want to go see like all the dinosaur bones. I went to the Museum of Natural History and I was like, yo, they have a T-Rex there. And he goes, man, I'm fake ass bones. I was like, what do you mean? He goes, they're fake.
Was this the two of you like in junior high on a field trip? Tell me this. You guys were walking with sack lunches and fucking overalls and everything. Dude.
Nah, just walking through
a museum.
We did go to the museum in middle school, I think.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It wasn't about dinosaurs, though. It wasn't about dinosaurs. Remember, we were in New York.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It wasn't about dinosaurs.
Yeah, it was like mad underwater shit.
Yeah, and then we went somewhere, Gettysburg, I think we went to.
Yeah, we went to Gettysburg.
God damn, that's heavy. You went to Gettysburg? Holy shit.
Yeah, we went to Gettysburg. That was intense.
Dude, that's fucking spooky too, dude.
That was high school, though. That was high school, right?
Yeah.
That was high school.
Yes, that was high school.
But I was talking about it,
and Bobby.
Yeah, Adam was talking about the museum. And I was like, no fucking way.
They're totally real. Dinosaurs, like, existed. And then what, like, started to turn my wheels on this theory was I was reading something, and they were like, yeah, like, maybe, like, four of those bones are real, right? And then they just recreate
They probably pick real bones of real animals, and then they just put some fake fossil shits in there. My thing, them shits are so fake that people don't even try to steal them. And if they do steal them, what they gonna do? Make what money off a dinosaur bone? Fuck out of here. The shit ain't real. Don't nobody give a fuck. Dinosaurs, fuck out of here.
Well, that's definitely one thing that I considered was the fact that they don't really have the whole skeleton. They just kind of guess, you know, like that's one thing, but just to advocate the devil, I mean, like they can take the DNA structures and they can kind of use deductive reasoning to say, okay, well, if this is this and that's that, then the rest of it would fall out like this. Okay, whatever. If that's in a perfect world, if that's the thing, then that's the thing. But what got me was that I don't know if it was when they were first discovered, but the first scientist that came out and said, like, these are dinosaurs. What you're finding is dinosaurs was in, like, the 1800s. And before that, there was really no documentation of people finding shit. And then as soon as that dude came out, within the next 10 years, it was just like, bam, fucking 11,000 goddamn bones just appeared out of the ground. What the fuck? We're just pulling them out of everywhere, willy-nilly. I was planting my fucking garden, and all of a sudden, I hit a dinosaur bone. Like, they just turned up everywhere because this one fucking guy in England decided to say, hey, there's dinosaurs. There's this big thing called dinosaurs. And before that, there was really no record of the shit being found. But then once he said that, boom, explosion. From then on, 1800s.
Take that with a grain of salt, right? I'm sorry, Jay. But, you know, they could have just found, like, bones and been like, oh, this is like a dog. Oh, this is...
I already gave you my fucking answer, Kaz. Was you listening? Fuck out of here. It was just the sprinkles on top of the sundae, ho. Go ahead. My bad.
See, look,
I'm just speaking to the people. I'm here to talk to the people.
Look, I understand.
We're here to talk.
I understand.
Cass knew I wasn't coming here with the gloves on. Got it.
Fight the power, man.
You're getting lost by the and we all do it.
He's trolling me.
I know. You got it.
Over there work that shit. The sun price still look, up where
you
he
just gotta, Bob, you got to put it on full screen. Bob, put it on full screen, and then you won't see the comments. You're getting distracted by the chat. The chat, it'll eat you up. I got to tell you.
That's another thing. I'd like to address this comment specifically to my lovely wife, the Duchess. She said that in response to what I just said, people started looking because like that, you know, somebody found something. So then all of a sudden there was a team of dedicated scientists called paleontologists that went out to look for it. Okay. I mean, like that might be the thing, but tell me why the fucking Aztecs or the Greeks or the fucking anybody from the ancient world never really had any recollection about fucking dinosaurs. There ain't cave paintings.
They used to talk about like dragons and shit too. Like what's a fucking dragon?
Yeah, that's true.
Big ass fucking reptile.
I mean, it could be.
Like 2,000 years ago, they'd be like, this dragon ate fucking Robert. And people be like, oh shit, Robert got ate by a dragon? Who knows? That could have been what we call a dinosaur these days.
It could be. It could be
a Komodo dragon.
Yeah, like some pterodactyl swoops out of the sky and fucking eats Robert and fucking.
Like everything that we talk about,
Robert.
Look, like everything that we talk about, I would like very much so for the official story to be true. But the more you look and the more you kick and the more you root around and you start looking for shit, the more it just feels like they've been lying to us for our entire lives. You know what I mean?
And they've lied about everything else.
Exactly. You set a precedent that you can lie about this and that you can fuck this up. So why would this be any different? That's where you get to. And you hate to be so cynical. I would love it. It would just make life so much easier if you could just be like, hey, they said this, then that must be the thing, because obviously they have our best interest in mind. But we life all fucking so know that easier. They don't. All
right. So I understand the whole concept of a man saying that, look, I found a dinosaur bone or a bone. There's a thing called dinosaurs. And once people start looking, they found shit. Like Dutchie said, it's like finding gold. And once you start looking, you know what I mean? You found gold, whatever. I kind of get that. That does make sense. But it's hard for me to believe that these creatures was roaming the earth and they all just got wiped out. I mean,
Jesus was riding on them.
it's hard for me to believe that, and their bones was just buried in the dirt all this time.
Like
it's not impossible.
Yeah. It's not impossible.
Just to form a line of argument.
I'm not going to be on a line of believing it. It's just not.
To form a line of argument that would support what you're saying. It's like any industry, once it crops up and there's money to be made. Once you find out, like, whoa, hold on, there's money here. There's gold in this river. What does everybody do? There's a gold rush in 1849, and everybody rushes out to California because they want to go find their riches in gold. And so it's like what Lil Wayne said. It's like when there's money to be made, best believe a paleontologist is clocking. I don't know how fit the song, but it sounded better coming out of his mouth.
I think back in the day, they thought that whole dinosaur kick was going to be more lucrative.
Well, it's funny that you say that because
than what it is today.
Funny you say that, Bob, because one thing that I turned up was that the guy that actually came out, the dude in the 1800s, was actually backed by like all the financial elites, the J.P. Morgans and the fucking Rockefellers and all that, because they wanted to create these museums that housed all this bullshit because it was a money making industry. So like they created to something to generate fucking revenue, you know? Because
once they realized this shit wasn't real,
because you know somehow they found all the so that is any dinosaur fully built? Are there a bunch of fully built dinosaurs? So they found all the bones to these dinosaurs all together, right? Cool. So these dinosaurs died and their bones just stayed intact.
Like Denver, like the last dinosaur, up. I guess, in the La Brea tar pits. I don't fucking know, dude. Like, I mean, if you walk into the wrong fucking field at the wrong time, maybe you just sink into some quicksand and then, you know, 20 million years later, some dickhead in Montana fucking digs you out. I don't know. And I'm willing to say I don't know, but I'm also willing to have a fucking conversation about it, man.
My thing is, it can be real. But to me, it just looks totally fake. Just the storyline of dinosaurs living on Earth is damn near the storyline of how the Earth was made with Jesus Christ and fucking Adam and Eve. and shit like that. All that sounds the same, like Moses splitting the sea. All that shit sounds, all that sounds the same. Dinosaurs fall in line with that to me. And all that shit is fake to me. And that's why I don't believe in dinosaurs. It sounds like a Bible story to me.
Well, I mean,
yeah. I'm playing. It sounds real Bible-ish. And I mean, it's cool that you're showing bones. I mean, that
sounds mad Bible-ish.
I mean, you show me, you can show me bones, but bones could just be made. You can just make that shit. Simple.
I'd like
plain.
To thank you. I'd like to thank you for the title of the
episode. I was literally just thinking that, dude. Mad Bible-ish is for sure going to be the title.
You know, but for real, like that shit sounds Bible-ish.
Well, I mean,
there was these creatures, humongous creatures roaming the earth, and then you got people that saying, well, they weren't really that big. They were just, you know, they were like normal size. People just
what if they had feathers like lizards. Chickens? Chickens are real.
What if they have feathers like chickens?
Yeah, I heard dinosaurs have feathers like chickens because
yeah, so there's a hypothesis out there that they were actually they were less reptilian. No, they were less reptilian and they were more avian. Like they were more avian, like they were more like birds. Like if you look at the way that they are, like their shitty little hands look like shitty little wings. Like they're built.
Imagine a chicken with no feathers on it and then blow it up really big. It would look like a fucking dinosaur and it would eat you. Chicken.
My thing is, why were animals that size or reptiles that size then? Just creatures that size then, and then now they're none that size anymore. The earth didn't get smaller.
That's no, true. The earth didn't get smaller. No.
So why what happened? Why can't they grow that size anymore? There's so many open plains out there where these animals can grow that size.
I mean,
why aren't they that size?
Moose are pretty big though. Like, have you seen a moose?
Yeah.
Like, moose are fucking big. They're not brontosaurus.
Moose have beards moose like niggas in Newark. I don't want to hear that shit. Out of here. I can go to fucking Montana and catch a fucking moose. You heard?
I would love to see that.
Why aren't reptiles the size of dinosaurs anymore? What is going on where they're like, you know what? Fuck that.
Well, we
ain't coming back ever again.
Well, Bob, just to advocate the devil, we do have 25-foot alligators in my backyard, and that is essentially a dinosaur. You know,
I mean,
See, Wesky, but that's what I'm saying. If that's what people really were considered dinosaurs, and they're just like exaggerating the story, then I get it.
Well,
Komodo dragons.
I mean, if you want to get really crazy, what about
sharks?
How about potentially
elephants and sharks? Are not dinosaurs.
Sharks are dinosaurs.
Sharks are definitely dinosaurs, dude. Sharks have been around for millions of years.
Wait, so that makes them a dinosaur? Because they've been around for that long?
Well, yeah, for sure.
They were around at the same time as the dinosaurs. They just happened to live that long.
Crocodiles.
So they survived. So all the dinosaurs in the water survived.
That's I would propose that we
need to make those
animals extinct.
Yeah, but wouldn't that make sense if they got hit by an asteroid?
I thought the dinosaurs froze. Why didn't the water freeze? And wouldn't that make those dinosaurs freeze? What's going on?
Because the thermal temperature is closer underneath the water. It's warmer because there's fucking liquid hot magma underneath the crust, my dude.
They got vents and shit down there that release heat from inside the earth.
Liquid hot magma under where? The earth?
The crust of the earth.
Yeah. So why did they freeze if there's liquid hot magma underneath?
Because it's super far away.
So why didn't the dinosaurs in the water freeze, though?
Because of the liquid hot magma. They're ever closer to the magma. It's like big mountains.
I get it. I just need
They're
called thermal vents.
So why aren't, besides elephants and fucking sharks.
They're called cosmic.
Why aren't, where happened to T-Rex? Where the fuck is a T-Rex at?
Well, you can actually find one if you search Cosby Cox on Google.
Like, where are the actual dinosaurs? Brontosaurus Rex, motherfucker. Where the fuck are these dinosaurs at?
Well, how crazy do you want to get? Because, I mean, like, you maybe, potentially, Bob, these guys like Epstein and them, they work for something that we commonly refer to as the reptilians, okay? So maybe in the 1800s, dinosaurs were created as an elaborate scheme to cover up the existence of the reptilians because they were large dinosaurs that they didn't want you to think existed, really.
No, not people like Kaz. Kaz gonna say, a Tyrannosaurus Rex is now a rhino. No, he ain't, nigga. Don't nobody want to hear that fuck shit.
I appreciate your passion about this topic. I really do, because you look like you want to fight right now.
He's shirtless chilling. Pouring booze. Yeah, he looks like he wants to
chilling.
Play.
He's chilling.
Yo, hold on. Yeah, but my thing is, like, I get it because Cass said elephants, sharks, which I know is dinosaurs. So shouts to Cass on that one. I didn't know that one. But hell yeah, I'm mad, bitch.
Bobby like, needs an audience. You guys need to do every week live.
I don't understand it though. Like,
apparently,
so you mean to tell me that goes back to me telling Cass that dinosaurs is pussy because they took an L and never came back? You can't do that to roaches. They always return.
Yeah, but roaches are tiny too. That maybe they figured out being tiny is the way to survive.
So are you telling me dinosaurs died and then when they came back, they were like, we're just not going to grow?
They came back with like little fucking
new. They evolved. They became chickens. And look, have you ever seen, you've seen a shoebill. I know you have.
Don't you think that they would be like, you know what I mean?
Bob, I know you've seen a shoebill. I know you know because I've showed you a shoebill and you were like, that was definitely a dinosaur. Like, it's like that sketchy
that
bird.
Mean thing, that mean duck that sits in the rain and stares
yes.
at you?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know he does too, duck, dude. He
does. I don't know what's up with that duck, man, but
that's the best description.
Something, because that motherfucker, you're just sitting in the rain staring at you. Somebody broke his heart, and you need to check on him. Keep it real with you. You got to check on your ducks, man.
That's the best description of a shoebill ever, dude, because he is definitely bitter, dude. He's sitting in the rain, bitter as fuck, dude.
He's just mad as hell. Sitting in the rain.
Fuck Grumpy Cat, dude. His shoebill is bitter as fuck, dude.
Dude, he looks murderous. He looks positively ready to like rape and murder you, dispose of your body in the river.
Can I get a full body, like the one where he's like, oh.
Well, I can't Google, but I mean that one looks that one looks like he's from the Dark Crystal.
See, that
dude.
Doesn't look real though.
That looks like
a midget in a shoebill suit.
That looks like Jim Henson. That's the Dark Crystal.
Yes,
right there,
that's
dude.
What that looks yeah. like, man. That shit looks like Muppets.
Oh, this Skeksis used to scare the shit out of me as a kid.
Man, but see, that's my thing with dinosaurs. You guys saying they evolved into little lizards, but my thing is, why wouldn't they come back same size and they fuck shit up? Like, if it was a dinosaur, you know what they could do if they came back? If they're regular size, quote unquote, if there was a size that people say they are, they will fuck shit up right now.
We've seen fucking
numerous Jurassic Parks,
Komodo dragons and shit.
Yeah, Komodo
alligators,
Komodo dragons, alligators,
fuck up, dude.
But they're not.
But we have
yo, stop acting like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Y'all over here trying to play dumb like y'all don't know that the dinosaurs that we saw growing up were like huge, big ass things that are supposed to take over shit. Ain't no Komodo dragon coming to Jersey. Get the fuck out of here. If we did, we shoot it in the head. I think it's
because of the climate.
What was the climate then?
Well, the climate was a lot warmer back then. Like, we're talking about 200 million years ago when these motherfuckers were alive.
So why are they not grown in India where it's mad hot?
Yeah, but there was more carbon in the air, too. So, like, the carbon hadn't all been fixated to the earth
just
yet.
Just like the police,
what I'm saying
man.
Is,
damn.
What I'm saying is, sprinkle some crack on them and let's get out of here, Johnson.
Exactly.
Hey, if anything,
the whole situation was different. It was a completely different vibe on Earth. Like the plants were different. Bob, the fucking sky was different. There was more
Earth vibes. Earth vibes, bro.
No, I ain't gonna lie. You guys made some valid, because they speak it for you, Cass. All right, and they're holding you down. You guys did make some valid points.
I like how you're taking
that. I agree with Bobby.
I like how that's I like how that's the takeaway. He's like, oh, they're speaking for Cass. I'm like, motherfucker, we've been telling you the wildest shit that could potentially be true.
No, you have, but I'm speaking for the good part you spoke on about Cass, because this is about Cass. This is about me and Cass. This is about me and Cass. All right, really? This is just really me versus Cass right now this whole time.
How dare you use our platform to beef with one man publicly? How dare you, sir, hijack our platform for your fucking public beef? How dare you?
I think it is a little sus that like nobody'd heard of a dinosaur before 1800. I think once paleontologists started making money, they started digging up a lot of bones. They're like, oh shit, I'm gonna fucking sell this T-Rex for $1 million.
Well, at the end of the day, I think, yeah, that makes the most sense. And like I say, like for me personally, it all like what cracked it wide open for me was the 9/11 shit. And that's because like it's so blatantly obvious that it was about money and it was about inside job and it was about fucking lack of respect for human life. And if that could happen, then any of this other shit could fucking happen. And if it's specifically over fucking money, then for sure some guys with fucking long mustaches and fucking three-piece suits in the 1800s could want to build museums. Yeah. That was their of the day, you know?
So yeah, is there a chance that the shit in the Bible is real? Is there a chance for you to... Adam, get out of here. Is there a chance for you that you think that the stuff in the Bible is real by any chance? Since you just
I think it could be like an allegory for shit.
Is there any... I don't believe there's strange worlds that are out there. Is there any world that you think maybe?
I think like bits and pieces. I think there's some wisdom in there. I think maybe like some stuff gets kind of twisted as it goes through translations and generations. But translations and generations, man, shit, all the Asians. But I think you know, like I think there might be kernels of truth in there.
You can't help yourself, yo.
Well, I really can't.
Oh, he really can't
help yourself, yo.
He's insatiable, bro.
You wanted to star in The Last Samurai, bad as hell.
Hey, focus on Kaz.
I'm the guy who's on record saying we should have dropped a third atomic bomb on Japan, so don't fucking come at me. Like, I fucking got love in my heart for those fucking weirdo tentacle porn loving motherfuckers.
Whoa. Shit. Wow.
you have to throw that many hey, Chris, at them, no.
Chris, did you ever hear the phrase we hate those who we can't be?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
They hate us because they ain't us.
You know why he wants to drop a third nuke on them? So he could be the last samurai. That's fucking why.
Hey, you know what?
Open my samurai sword. Yeah. Where's my fucking samurai?
But in all seriousness, my whole factuation with this shit did start with the whole dinosaurs thing. I'm not joking with that. But my real opinion on it is I don't believe it because they never came back to the regular size. And that's how I always felt on it. And when I see fossils, my mind is like, so many shit is made up in the world and the government. Why wouldn't they just lie about fossils just to make a price? Like, they could just make fossils. They could put it in a museum, excuse me, and people could pay money for it like they do, and that could be that. And we can argue about it.
Let me say something. Let me play devil's advocate for a minute. Hit your blunt really hard before I say this. I need you to smoke. I need you to put a lot of weed in your lungs before I say this. So what if, like, your whole point is, why didn't they come back to their regular size? But what if they're going to, but the cycle is longer? What if we're still in the middle of the cycle? They're still going to come back to their regular size, but they just haven't gotten there yet. And we're riding high on the tide. Now that they're small, human beings can run the shit. But fast forward another couple hundred million years, and guess what? We're tiny little furry mammals again with peanut brains, and they're fucking tremendous dinosaurs again with huge fucking swinging Tyrannosaurus balls. What if we're in the middle of a cycle? What if all of existence is a cycle and it repeats itself and the dinosaurs are coming back? What if they're coming back?
Where did they go?
They're a little teeny right now, but then they're going to fucking grow big. Like Bobby said, they're going to evolve again to be fucking big. And
what, just add water and they fucking get bigger? I don't understand.
No, add water and a couple billion years, motherfucker. Like, and another earthquake, another fucking asteroid has to take the rest of us out and make it so that reptiles can run the shit again. And climate change and all that shit. There's millions of years. It's not just add water, motherfucker. We got water. I'm talking about climate change. I'm talking about carbon in the atmosphere. I'm talking about
a super volcano.
Cycles that go over 100 million years, motherfucker.
Jay, so when the super volcano underneath Yellowstone Park erupts, and then they recarbonates the air, and it melts the fucking ice caps, and then the fucking Baba Yaga disease comes out and starts fucking mutating all of the reptiles and birds, that's what's going to happen. And the new pandemic is going to be dinosaurs.
Yes. And fucking Baba Vanga is going to be there in the afterlife to say, fucking told you so.
Well, I'm glad at least he articulated the point. You're just saying fucking they coming back.
I didn't say
my
that.
Animal's taking it pretty hard.
I understood what you were saying, Almi. I understood what you were saying.
Thank you. I was just trying to corroborate what Bobby was saying.
Yeah, I don't need all
that. They're coming back. I was trying to make some fucking grand karmic cyclical cycle of time.
I appreciate it. No, I for sure.
No, you don't appreciate that shit. You just made fun of my voice.
Well, I mean, it's funny.
I wasn't fine.
Well, there you go.
Wasn't fine.
But I don't know, Almi. If dinosaurs came back, my thing is, you said 100 million years from now, it doesn't matter by that point. Yeah. Our grandchildren's grandchildren's grandchildren will all be dead by then. So who gives a fuck?
Bob, your soul's eternal, bro.
Huh?
Your soul's eternal, bro. You'll be here. Yeah, hit that blunt. Hit it a little harder, because that was some heavy shit.
If my soul was eternal and I already been here, then I must not be worried about no dinosaurs.
I mean, this is just the shit that we're doing.
Fucked them up in the first place.
This is just the shit we're doing.
I already been here.
This is just the shit we're doing to pass the time to the next fucking go around, man.
But my thing is, what if my go round isn't until after the dinosaurs come back?
What if it takes that long? What if your go round is back when the dinosaurs were here to begin with? Because time's fucking cyclical, bro. Time's out concurrent.
Time doesn't even exist in the other
realm. I'm time, motherfucker. Past, future, present. It's all running same side by side. So you might come back and you might be fucking back there anyway, dude. Running around with a fucking leopard skin like Fred Flintstone and shit, dude.
You're going to be a black caveman, dude.
How much does it bother you guys that you guys think that we all will come back as somebody somewhere, somehow?
Well, no, don't put it all. Don't put it all, because that's just my brand, dude. Like, I don't know. I'm not. That's just me speaking. I don't speak for the fucking creatures.
Well, because I kind of feel like that too, though. Well, yeah,
that doesn't bother me at all. Like, does it bother you that it rains? But like, you live with it. Like, nature is nature, dude.
I'm not done. But how does it bother you with that and the fact that you can't remember? We're not going to remember this.
That's part of it, though, because if you came in here with all of your knowledge from all those previous existences, you wouldn't learn anything. You'd be coming in with all the fucking cheat codes, and you could just go fucking up, up, down, down, left, right, boom, I'm running through fucking life, because I already know. I'm a fucking 6-year-old, and I already know what a 50-year-old knows. I've got all the answers. You know what I mean?
But what if what if you're put, all right, you know you, but what if you are a paralyzed woman?
Yeah,
in your next life.
Well, that might be that life.
I identify as a paralyzed woman right now, motherfucker.
Well, see, you know what I'm saying? You don't know that life, but you do know life.
But Bob, wouldn't the lessons you
learned from the past life help you get through this life, even though you don't know how it feels to be in a wheelchair, deal with bedsores and shit like that, but you still understand life. So,
what if it's like this? Every time you paint a painting, you got to start with a blank canvas. Even if you painted a million paintings before, you could be fucking Picasso. You start with a blank canvas.
And that's what brings in the joy.
It allows you to express yourself more fully to start from scratch.
I'm going to build on that, Almi, because like, you might have to start every painting with a blank canvas, but you, the painter, you, the higher self, Bob, you, the fucking eternal being that's not this fucking Robert Broccoli Moore, you will remember all that shit. The painter remembers all the paintings that he's done in the past, but
you're just the painting in this life.
You're just a painting, motherfucker. You're just the blank canvas.
The bigger you has the brush, and you get to choose the colors, and you get to choose the situations.
Yes.
Get to choose the subject matter.
When do I get to like realize the bigger me? You know what I'm saying? When does the bigger me get to like
between the lives?
Well, I mean, and this is just me speaking, but you know, I can't speak for the other guys.
I guess I kind of never want to know the bigger me.
Real life is pretty scary, dude.
Well, see, and I've heard different things too. Once you've gathered everything that there is to learn, then you're kind of done. But that doesn't mean you can't come back here, because what I've come to realize is that sometimes you come back just because life is fun, dude. We got fucking food, we got sex, we got fucking you name it. We can do everything here. You come down here, and it's basically like it's fucking spring break. You know, come on down, let's experience this shit. There's a lot of hurt too, man. There's fucking war. There's hunger. Like, there's fucking whatever.
Tough from beginning to end.
Exactly. Yeah, sometimes you pick that for yourself, though.
Sometimes you learn the most from like the hard times. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think when you go back, I didn't mean to cut you off, Almi, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
do you think that when people come back to life, that it's off a gamble? Like you rolling the dice?
No,
or is it like a Build-A-Bear?
Intentional.
No, it's a painting where you construct it yourself. Yeah. Like you're going into this with some intention.
I don't never want to meet my upper self. I'm going to slap the shit out of this nigga if I ever meet him.
I think you would embrace him, actually. I think you would, you're talking about you. You're going to understand your own choices fully, and you're going to embrace him. First of all, Chris, I'd like to thank you for elevating my analogy 10 times better than it was before you stepped in and you fucking you put like a gold star on that fucking analogy, man. You elevated it on a pedestal. I want to thank you for that. Second, what you said about coming back is like the Buddhist tradition of the Bodhisattvas. Once they've learned everything, they've reached that enlightenment, but instead of passing on into Nirvana, they come back to help guide people. So even sure. when you learn all there is to learn, that doesn't mean you can't come back to help other people. And so the Bodhisattva is the Buddhist conception of someone who's already mastered everything, but he comes back into, he reincarnates into life of suffering, because life is suffering in the Buddhist tradition. He incarnates back into a life of suffering to help other living beings because his level of compassion is so high. So I liked your analogy, Chris, because I think it's very true.
Well, I mean, Jay, sometimes you're Stockton, sometimes you're Malone, but at the end of the day, you're both fucking winning.
Mm. Damn right.
I like that.
I knew you would.
I like that.
That's racist.
How dare you in February?
Yeah, yeah, I know. Real. In we February
of all months. We got like a few days left. Relax. All right, boys. So, aliens.
Okay. Aliens, yeah.
Let's do it.
Now you're speaking my language.
What? All right, I'm gonna start with you, sir. What do you really think an alien looks like?
For me?
Starting with you.
Oh, no.
He's looking at.
He's looking down.
See who I'm looking at.
This is like Hollywood Squares. He's talking directly down to Adam right now.
He's talking to Adam.
Cool. Hey, bud. How you doing? You look great up there. This is a great angle for you. No, I mean, look, so there's a ton of different options, right? Like you and Jason Almy look completely different, right?
Do they?
I mean, a little bit.
Not I mean, at bad. One point they didn't when someone was trying to win a competition
The truth is I was never even bodybuilding. I was hanging out with Justin Trudeau.
You were hanging out with Mikey Trudell.
No, Justin Trudeau. We were going, yeah, and Mikey was there. We were going to the same parties.
Bars.
Listen to Failing Hollywood.
So there's a bunch of different options, right? I subscribe to, you know, not the grays, but maybe they're like a light blue, something along those lines. They're humanoid, right? So arms, legs. They ain't got dingdings or buttholes, right? But they could be telepathic. But of course, like the little gray fucking alien dudes that we all know and love. Like,
what do you think?
They could be synthetic too. They couldn't even be alive. They could be fucking androids.
They're like just fucking biological drones. You can fly them like you fly a drone. You just pilot them from light years away.
They could be time travelers. They could be us from the future after nuclear fallout and everything that we destroyed this planet. They could be time traveling back to fucking.
So that gets to something that I wanted to ask Adam, actually. That's why I was raising my hand. But Chris, you teed me up very nicely. Why do they have to be humanoid is always my questions. Why do they have to have two legs and two arms and be shaped like people? But if they're us evolved, then it makes sense that we would carry on some of those characteristics. So the anthropomorphism.
Well, also, I mean, if you have the opportunity to change, right? If you had the opportunity to change, wouldn't you change into something that's
get more rid of my dick and bunghole? No, I'm keeping my dick and bunghole.
No, but wouldn't you change into something that's more recognizable if you came at someone like Shuma Garoth with like fucking 19 tentacles and a giant eyeball in the middle? Like,
yeah, no, I would change into a blonde girl with big.
Wait, are you saying we're all aliens? Do you think we all came from aliens, guys?
I would change into fucking Natasha Henstridge
from. No, what I believe is that Chris is alluding to we don't come from aliens. We are aliens in the future.
Well, that's definitely traveling back. That's definitely one hypothesis. I mean, like, Bob, I know you've even heard this from Adam because I've heard Adam tell you this about panspermia, where like, you know, DNA came to Earth on a comet, you know, many millions of years ago. And then that seeded life here on this planet. So, I mean, technically, semantically, we would be aliens because we wouldn't have originated here on Earth. You know what I mean? Like, you can spin it however you want. And I mean, like,
so Adam, you mean tell me Adam was born in Florida, but he's from Jersey.
Adam might have been born on fucking Neptune, dude. Look at the guy.
But I'm saying it's the same type of situation. We could be we're born Mars, but we was raised in Earth.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, we were all conceived on Saturn.
That's another theory too, is that Mars is a dead planet.
That's why it has no more power, because we all took it because we're on Earth now.
Well, Bobby, that's another theory too, is that Mars is a dead planet because that's where civilization used to be, and something happened there, be it solar flares or they destroyed it themselves, but they knew that the end was coming, and they had to get the fuck off, so they shot their shit down to Earth, and now we're the new Martians.
Yep.
That's a theory too, man. I mean,
that's a theory. It's a and if you believe the CIA and their remote viewing programs that we discussed ad nauseum on this program, then maybe that is what happened.
So you mean to tell me that you? So there's a chance. No, that's crazy.
Okay, yeah, that's no, finish your thought. Yeah, definitely finish
Bobby,
your thought.
Bobby, finish your thought. This is a safe space.
So. We could really be from Mars, and then we could just have shifted over to planet Earth.
Potentially. Yeah. That's the thing. We don't.
And is there a chance that we could shift to, is that what else. Elon and them doing? Somewhere is that what they're planning us to do?
I mean, it could be. Shouldn't we be
so much more stronger?
We don't know anything. That's the thing. We don't know anything. We're just. We're just hypothesizing, you know, about what could be, because we've all, and I say we, I mean we three creatures, we have come to the conclusion that we can't trust what's given to us. There's always a fucking angle, and there's no such thing.
Same way with the dinosaurs.
It's exact same thing. So what if they say that you know NASA's a thing and space is real and all that? It might sound ridiculous, but you at least have to fucking entertain the thought that maybe what they're telling you isn't real and think outside the fucking box and maybe go come do it on your own. Come do it on your own. Look at enough shit, read enough shit, watch enough shit, and go. You know what? Man, that's bullshit. Yeah, space is fucking real because I mean, that's where I live. You know, I mean, I think space is a fucking thing, but I don't know. It's all just what we think and what we feel and what we believe. But we're all, dude, you got intuition, okay? We all have intuition as humans. You know, it's a gut feeling. When you meet someone and you think this guy's just right off the cut, he's a piece of shit, or this is a good guy, or like how we met on the fucking internet 5 years ago, and now we're, you know, we just, you know, hit it off immediately. We just vibe, all of us. I don't mean me and you specifically, but I mean me and you specifically, but all of us.
I don't know.
No, you
know,
I hear what you're saying.
There's a video of the two of you embracing each other that... I don't care.
I love that. I love that so much. I love that. You just carried me. You just carried me like I was your queen. but that goes back to we had a conversation. This was could have been like a year ago, maybe sooner, when I was saying something about Earth is technically in space, so why are we looking for aliens when we technically are aliens ourselves?
But we gotta find we gotta find some proof of these hypotheses.
We're just looking for other human beings.
Yeah, Dutchie got me thinking that what we're looking for, there's like a bunch of aliens surrounding this big old boulder, and they're all like jacking off and they jizz on the boulder, and then they hit a button and a giant trebuchet like launches that fucking boulder off and it goes flying through space like some giant ookie cookie game, and it lands on Earth and like all that fucking jizz like evolves over millions of years into dinosaurs and millions more evolves into people, and here we are. But what I'm saying is we got to find some rocks from other worlds that definitely didn't come from Earth that are covered in ribonucleic acids, which are the building blocks of life, which would survive the vacuum of space. Obviously, they're somewhat heat resistant. The problem is that's a beautiful video. The problem is most proteins are not heat resistant. Why can't we fly through space? Because we're made out of fucking protein, and that shit denatures under heat. So that's why you start to melt and shit. That's why fucking egg white turns white when you cook it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. That actually makes sense.
Come.
And that's the alien jizz.
So do you guys think that there's actual human beings? Like not human, like people that look like us or any type of like human form of type of life in other planets that are just kicking it right at like doing podcasts.
Yeah, to answer
watching
your
TV, maybe they got their own sports. They just living life.
Yeah. Yeah, to answer your original question, I think if we came to Earth because we were put here by like the Nibiru or something, we were genetically modified, then I have a feeling that there's going to be aliens that look somewhat like us, but then I have a feeling that you know, the in the vast cosmos, there's going to be all sorts of aliens. There's going to be incredible biodiversity in the cosmos. And so I think that there's probably aliens that look very similar to us that are like living their life, that don't know shit about other aliens either. And they're podcasting, they're watching sports, they're doing their thing on their home world right now. And they don't give a fuck about us. They're minding their own business, getting high as fuck off whatever alien herb they got on their planet. But I also think that there's going to be aliens that look fucking so crazy different that are like, you don't even know you're looking at a life form. Like they're just like a cloud of dust or some shit like that. They're like non-local, non-corporeal. And we're talking about electric impulses that pass over light years because it's like this one giant cloud is like an organism and it's just fucking humongous and it's passing through the void of space or some shit. Like I think there's some wild shit out there that we wouldn't even recognize if we were looking it in the face.
Like that cloud on Rick and Morty?
Yeah.
The one
like
with
the cloud
of
Rick and Morty.
With all the rocks.
So do you
and
think
shit?
Is that how life is? You think that is like that? Like there's just
I think it's possible. I think it's entirely possible. Like there are some rules.
Different
like,
planets.
Yeah, well, there's some chemical rules, right? There's like, well, carbon-based is kind of how all of these different life chemicals work, like fatty acids and proteins and nucleic acids and stuff like that. They're all made out of like carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, hydrogen. And so you expect that life is going to function similarly elsewhere, at least chemically. Like, so then you have this tendency for the particles that make us up to be lipids and proteins and some carbohydrates and stuff. So you expect life to be, maybe it looks different, but it kind of functions the same because we're talking about.
I couldn't wait to say lipids.
I couldn't wait to say lipids. I couldn't wait to say lipids and lipids. That's the only N word I'm saying today.
Almy, when you see pictures of other planets and then you see Earth, why is our planet the only planet that look like that?
Because
Is it just me or is our planet the only planet that look healthy?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. All the other planets look like all sick and red.
Like they don't. Yeah, they look like one solid color. It don't look like there's anything produced on there. This doesn't look like there's a flow of water, this flow of green grass or land. Like, why is it that we look like that and they look like that? Did we destroy our planet by, having grass?
That's what people think the Martians did. People think Mars is fucked up now because they fucked up their environment. They had to GTFO because they were like doing nuclear tests and shit like that. They were fucking with the chemicals. And so that's why you have like a dead barren planet now. It's because they fucked their whole shit up and then they bounced. And that's what we're doing here, like 10 million years later.
It's just that's just weird, man, because you look at how we look and you can kind of see the life. At least that's how it looks from. Like from pictures, you know what I mean? You can see the life on Earth. Like you can see like there's something down there. Like you can see, like you look the pictures of Earth, you'd be like, yeah, there's something over there. Look at the colors. There's something going
they just
over
fly
there.
By and like, I bet there's some dudes getting high down there.
There's something going on over there. You just see it, but then when you look at other planets, it's just like I said, it's just one solid, dull ass.
Well, let me bring this back to the Saturn time.
It doesn't look like there's nothing growing.
What do you think of when you see the hexagonal storm on Saturn? When we showed you that storm that looks like a hexagon, like it looks like a 3D box that you would draw on your.
Well, I was going to say that's where the cube comes from, because if you take a hexagon flat and you bring it up 3D, you draw the lines, it makes a cube. That's where the cube comes from.
So what do you think of when you see that? That nothing's going on there?
No, I think something. I think that, show me the picture again, please.
Okay. I mean, I don't have it on it has deck, to be, so.
I know. No,
it's not your wallpaper?
Why don't you have it on deck, dude?
No, I'm just saying, because it has to be more genuine. You want me to think about it? I can't. I don't want a lot of you guys. I told you.
Is today the
fake,
first day
I cannot
in like
fake this
years
shit.
That you haven't Googled Saturn Time Cube?
Like, I can't fake it. It has to be more real.
I thought you just always had that tab open.
Shut up.
Don't you have it tattooed on your ass?
Why? Is it always moving or something? So you want to see what it's doing?
I'm going to get Saturn tattooed on my ass so I can spread my butt cheeks,
no,
and that's like the black cube.
What it is right? They're making jokes, and they're trying to make me the punchline, and they're not going to like it. That's all it is, Bob. This is just what it's like to be me.
So I don't think you want to live there. That looks like some evil shit. That looks like hell.
Well, and some people theoreticize that that actually is hell. That actually, that's where all the dark energy and all the fucking, you know, whatever of the world gets stored there. That's why the Epsteins and the Clintons of the fucking, you know, world, the Queen of England and the fucking Rockefellers and the Bilderbergs and the goddamn Jesuits or whoever you want to fucking put whatever label on it, that's why they do the things they do, because they're doing all this Saturn worship, because it's like Adam said in the beginning, Saturn, Satan, it's intertwined, you know, and they put it in front of you, but they can't call it Satan worship because that's got a negative connotation in society. So they have to fucking mask it just a little bit, just a little bit.
Okay.
Now the inverse of that, I've also heard that Jupiter could theoretically be heaven. Jupiter's heaven. Saturn is hell. That's what I've heard. If you're looking for a physical explanation to, you know, fantastical stories that we've heard.
No. Peace, Cass. And I see, is there any way I can see Jupiter?
I can produce whatever you want.
Can I see Jupiter, please?
Look at that. What do you think about that?
Okay, so that's, you know what? I'm kind of wrong when I talk about the colors. They are duller. They're not like us, but okay, so... What do you think? I feel like when I go down there, it's like sand going on. There's a lot of sandstorms.
What's this butthole right here? What is the butthole?
I think Jupiter. I think that's a storm. I think
because it's just like sandstorms. It's just like sand.
Look at all the different pictures. They all show the butthole. So what is the butthole?
It's a massive storm. Storm.
The picture is like that because they like.
Look at that. They made it stand out. There's a butthole.
In the original picture, it looks normal. When you make the picture look like that, it makes it stand out.
So many buttholes.
I think it's just one butthole over and over and over again.
On that planet, it just...
Creatures of the night. Rare.
Oh, God.
That fucking bitch cat.
I'd do it just to fuck with you at this point.
But my thing is, all right, so they might look like... We might look like humans. Aliens look like humans, just like us. Or they might look like what?
Octopus, like in the fucking one movie that we might look like octopus. Like,
or they might look like aliens, like the actual movie Aliens.
Sure.
Yeah, they could look like that. Xenomorphs.
Anything's possible.
They could look like that, yeah. I like that because the xenomorph, like it utilizes the host DNA. So when the thing comes out with like two legs and two arms, even though it looks really just like horrific, it still has some of the physical characteristics of the host because... You know, obviously it steals the physical characteristics from the person it was inside of, you know?
I just want to zero in on Adam's face right now because I can't tell if he looks super pleased with himself or super over this conversation.
It's a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. I'm literally going into outer space right now. I see colors that don't exist. I smell smells and I hear sounds. Okay. I'm breaching.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to keep you guys.
No, you guys, you're not. You know those gummy candies that I have kicking around? Yeah. So I had three of them, and now I'm feeling like I'm in outer space. Yes, Adam is stoned.
I wanted to learn more, but I can wait if you guys will invite me back another time someday.
Well, first of all, you're welcome back anytime.
Want, dude.
Well, first of all, and second of all, I'm glad that you asked to come on because so many people have such a, you know, like their ideas that they don't ever want to hear something that's outside of what they believe. And the fact that you want to sit down and have a conversation where you thought that you were going to be attacked, but you were actually kind of, you swayed us at least a little bit, you know, to at least think about it. That's what this is all about, man. Because these powers that be want to preach is divisiveness, and what having conversations like this where you feel one way and you think we feel another way and we might think you feel this way, all it does is bring us all together, man, and like see the other side of the conversation and see the other side of the point, and maybe we could walk away with a different viewpoint. So I'm happy that you wanted to come on and talk to us, man.
Yeah, I also love how silly it's been tonight.
I just wanted to know like dinosaur bones, how were they found, how iffy it seems that they were discovered the way that they were discovered, the size of the dinosaurs, how they just never grew back to that size. It was just a one shot, one kill, never return. But you guys all made points and explained things to me that could have happened and could not have happened. So, you know, it's cool. I'm not saying that. I'm still not going to say dinosaurs are real, but I will say now, I get why people believe they're real.
I totally get why people believe it, though.
You've made a great point in the other direction, Bob. You have convinced at least me a little more.
Well, just my points are very just simple. I mean, just like, where the fuck are you now?
Well, and sometimes that's all it is. Sometimes that's all it is, dude. A thought is a seed, and fucking you have a thought, and then that snowballs into something else, and before you know it, we're having a conversation about the nature of reality.
How suddenly they find all these bones like that in perfect condition, and blah, 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 fuck out of here. well, they're not all in perfect condition. You know, you had to make them look a little old-fashioned, you know.
Now, I want to know how they
make money up. You got to raise the price of that money. You know they're not using all dinosaur bones. You know they had to mix them up with some other bones. If there are dinosaurs, are real. You know they had to use other animals.
If I was a paleontologist and I was like building some fucking brontosaurus skeleton and putting it together for the Smithsonian, I'd be like, "Hey, Bobby, guess what I did? I fucking put a whale dick bone in there."
You know what I'm saying?
Fucking guys aren't gonna notice. I put a fucking whale dick bone in there.
Who the fuck is gonna notice?
They think that's a shoulder blade. That's a whale.
Second graders going to come in there. They ain't going to fucking know.
No, second graders are dumb shits. They don't know a whale dick bone.
These are all great points.
Yeah. Second graders are dumb shits. They don't know dicks on whales.
They don't know dick bones. Shit.
On that note, why don't you guys bring us home, man? Bobby, I'm glad that you came and you talked with us again. Again, thank you very much. Why don't you tell our listeners where they can find you on the internet if they would like to continue this conversation further?
Yo, if you want to continue to talk to me, find me at Broccoli Rob NJ and Bobby D. Morris NPC. Holla at your boy.
Jason Almy.
Hell yeah. You can find me at Jason Almy on Twitter, at Jason Almy on Instagram. Check out patreon.com/Team Almy to listen to Shit Happens When You Party Naked. That's my podcast where I get wild and shit. And I had to take it behind a paywall so I wouldn't get fired from my regular job and have to start sucking dicks for money.
Canceled. Adam Simmons.
Shit.
They say you should never make your hobby into your job, so I'm going to keep sucking dicks for free.
Fantastic.
I like it. You're not very good at it, but you do it, and you're enthusiastic, and that's what matters.
I mean, it's a hobby. I'm not good at it. I'm not a pro, but I'm a hobbyist. I'm an enthusiast.
Earth_2_Adam on all social media platforms. You can find myself and my co-defendant here on Sam PC. This is Simmons & Moore podcast. Go to at Simmons & Moore on all social media platforms. Or just search hashtag Sam PC. Be sure to go to Inner Circle PN to preview all of the newest and latest releases from everyone on the Inner Circle Podcast Network. Thank you to Onnit. Go to onnit.com. Use code word creatures for 15% off. And thank you, Hemp Bombs. We're back, baby. We're going to try and get the fucking non-decaf Hemp Bombs. Chris, Jay, Bobby, what else you said?
Thank you for bringing me here, Adam. Almy, I appreciate you guys. I will be back.
Hell yeah.
To come back.
Anytime, brother. And while we're going to websites, please go to official.com. That's OHFISHL. Use code CREATURES. Save 2% on your first order. 2% on your first order of handcrafted T-shirts, hats, and jewelry.
2%, dog. Hey, next time, can we talk about ghosts and shit?
We can talk about whatever you want, man. Shit.
Whatever you want.
Next time I come, we're going to talk about ghosts.
Dutchie's going to guess next.
Guys, we love you. Thank you for listening. Big kiss. Peace the fuck out.
Peace.